The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
I will win the crowd. I will give them something they've never seen before.
You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Ladies and gentlemen, direct from hamradio.com. In our studios, deep in the heart of South Philadelphia, this is The Proof of Concept. And here's your host, the one, the only, Mike Cunningham. Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Proof of Concept. I'm your host, Mike Cunningham. That's right, that's me, Mike Cunningham. I can't get enough of soda. I love soda. That's one of my nicknames, besides The Matrix, besides Ham Radio, besides Ham, MC Ham, Cunny, whatever you want to call me. Just call me. You can call me on 267-828-0112, and we will get you on the air. In fact, today we will have a couple of calls into the radio program that we are looking forward to. I believe Senator Ted Kennedy has a message for us, as well as Crocodile Hunter. Steve Hunter, is that his name? Crocodile Steve Hunter. Who will be, is that Steve Hunter? That can't be it, right? Crocodile Steve? I don't know. You'll hear his name when he calls in. He's actually down at the NovaCare Center awaiting word, like we all are, about what's going to happen with TO. That ruling is going to come out today. Probably will not occur during the program, but if we do get that word, we will get it to you. We got some stuff to talk about. We will talk about some happenings in the Phillies world. Well, more like what's happening in the NL East, not necessarily what's happening with the Phillies. Also, we'll talk about Thanksgiving, what we're going to do, and what we have planned for the weekend. Damn. And trying to avoid having this damn cold. That's, well, not cold, it's just some sort of allergy, throaty thing. And I went and got gas this morning, and I got this gasoline smell on my hands, and it's friggin' bothering me. I almost said the F word. Did you see that? I almost said the F word. I almost said Farfugnugan. Remember that word? Remember that was popular? Remember that? What was that, like the early 90s? Farfugnugan. Remember everything was like Farfugnugan? No? Everybody remembers that? Don't you remember things just kind of like sit in your head and just kind of like over and over and over again? You just can't get it out of your head, like Farfugnugan or Where's the Beef or anything like that. No? You know, they're called viruses. They're viral infections in your brain of certain things that might be funny, colloquial expressions, perhaps even urban legends, or perhaps it's videos that get sent to your mailbox. Here's one that we played yesterday on yesterday's show, and it's not funny. But the song is so infectious, I have to keep playing it. I can't help it, folks. And I'm going to play it every proof of concept. We probably won't have a proof of concept in the next 2 days because it is the holidays. But we're going to be playing this until you tell us not to. You email us at proofofconcept@hamradio.com or call us on the hotline 267-828-0112.
Hey, I know what'll cheer you up.
Yeah, I don't think I'm in the mood.
Are you sure?
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Now there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly.
Sorry, Brian, it's just not doing it today.
Do the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Now, is that funny? I don't know if it's funny. It seems to be funny to me. Every once in a while we have theme music. That's what we're going to play right now, a little theme here. Email us at proofofconcept@hamradio.com. Call us on the hotline 267-828-0112. Leave a message after the second beat. Maybe we'll give you a prize for guessing what today's theme set.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. A real gangsta-ass nigga plays his cards right. A real gangsta-ass nigga never runs his fucking mouth, cause real gangsta-ass niggas don't start fights. And niggas always got a high cap, showing all his boys how he shot him. But real gangsta-ass niggas don't flex nuts, cause real gangsta-ass niggas know they got him. And everything's cool in the mind of a gangster, cause gangsta-ass niggas think deep. Up 365, I yo 24/7, cause real gangsta-ass niggas don't sleep. And all I gotta say to you, wannabe, cocksucker, pussy, pranksters, is when the fire dies down, what the fuck you going through? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
And now, a word from the president.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
The voters of the world keep supporting me, and I promise to take you very far. Other leaders better not upset me, or I'll send a million troops to die at war. To all you Republicans that helped me to win, I sincerely like to thank you. Cause now I got the world swinging from my nuts, and damn it feels good to be a gangster.
You are listening to The Proof of Concept, starring Mike Cunningham, right here on HamRadio.com.
Hey, this is Mike Cunningham trying out our brand new phone number. It's 267-828-0112. I'm listening to HamRadio.com's Proof of Concept in the car. How about that? Do you listen to HamRadio.com in the car? That's when I do it. Sometimes I listen to it at home. Sometimes I listen to it in bed when I'm naked and all cuddling up under the covers. How do you listen to HamRadio.com's Proof of Concept? Well, call us at 267-828-0112.
You are listening to The Proof of Concept. Now back to our host, Mike Cunningham. All right, folks, it's time for the news. Don't forget, we had a little theme block of songs there. So, get on the horn, 267-828-0112, or email us at proofofconcept@hamradio.com for your guess on what that theme was. All right, biggest travel day of the season. Millions of Americans hit the road, lined up at airports, and headed for bus and train stations Wednesday to get home in time for Thanksgiving turkey on what's historically the biggest travel day of the year.
AAA said more than 37 million people will be traveling during the holiday weekend, undeterred by snow and more expensive gasoline, rental cars, and hotel rooms. Snow was already falling Wednesday morning across parts of Michigan and Indiana, but Kate Kehoe said she wasn't worried about her trip from Ann Arbor to Flint. I'm glad gas is not $3 anymore, she says. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the United States will probably not need to maintain its current troop levels in Iraq very much longer, though she declined to provide a precise timetable for reduction in U.S. forces. Rice appeared to set the stage for such a reduction, saying the Iraqi forces are doing a better job of holding their own against insurgents. I do not think that American forces need to be there in the numbers that they are now because, well, for very much longer, because Iraqis are stepping up. Interesting. Interesting that all of a sudden, Condi and the folks have decided that troop levels should go down. I guess it has something to do with a little guy named Representative John Murtha, who said it's time for these guys to go. And maybe just a little bit when we talked about yesterday that the Iraqi people themselves say it's time to go. When I was in high school, there was a brother. Brother Joe, who was in the library. Forget his last name. Brother Joe, little guy, would always say when it's time to go, it's time to go. Meaning, if you were talking in the library, this is how he would say, time to go, Mr. Cunningham. Time to go, Mr. Wimmer. Time to go, Mr. Marcy. And you'd have to pick up your stuff and get out of the library because you were making some sort of ruckus. So, American soldiers, it's time to go. Gunmen wearing Iraqi army uniforms broke into the home of a senior Sunni leader Wednesday and killed him, his three sons, and son-in-law, according to his brother and an interior ministry official. It's a good thing that the Iraqi people are standing up to the insurgents, as Connie said. Kadim Sarhid al-Hamiyam, who lived on the outskirts of Baghdad, was the leader of the Sunni Bata tribe and the brother of a candidate in the December 15th election, Major Falah al-Mahmoudi. One of the slain man's brothers said the family has been attacked before. A group of gunmen with Iraqi army uniforms and vehicles broke into my brother's house in the Hurri area and sprayed him with machine gun fire. Good times. Good times in Baghdad. I'm glad everything is under control and we got to get out of there. Desperate Housewives star Terry Hatcher is suing a British tabloid newspaper for libel over its claims she had sex romps with men in a Volkswagen van. Remember how I was saying Fafagnugan? Let me tell you, they are real and they are Fafagnugan. London law firm Schilling said Hatcher, 40, had instructed them to begin libel proceedings against the Daily Sport over articles that says she falsely alleged that she engages in sex romps on a regular basis with a series of men in a Volkswagen parked outside her L.A. home for this purpose. Fafignugen. I love saying that word. It's Fafignugen. I am going to meet Terry Hatcher outside with my van and I want to say, these are real and spectacular. I want to see your breasts, Miss Fafignugen. Terry Hatcher from now on will be called Fafignugen on this radio program. Live Aid organizer Bob Geldof was scheduled to receive a peace award in Rome on Thursday from a foundation headed by former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. Geldof is expected to attend the ceremony on Rome's Capitoline Hill and receive the Man for Peace Award from Rome Mayor Walter Veltroni and Gorbachev, organizers said. The ceremony marks the opening of a meeting of Nobel Peace Prize laureates organized every year in Rome by the Gorbachev Foundation and City Hall. As you know, Geldof has dedicated himself to African issues, calling for debt cancellation and fair trade. He organized the Live 8 concerts in July to help raise money and awareness for that. Actually, he didn't raise money, as we explained here, because we still have no idea what Live 8's function was. Perhaps it was all the guys to get Bob Geldof a Nobel Peace Prize. Just saying is all. That's all I'm saying. Now, isn't it interesting, back in 1985, Mikhail Gorbachev was the Soviet premier back in 85. Bob Geldof was just a singer
the Boomtown Rats organizing a little concert called Live Aid. Just saying. What 20 years can do. All right, what's happening in baseball? We'll talk about that a little later. We will. We'll talk about it a little later, and we'll talk about... But we'll talk about this right now. Terrell Owens will dance again. The only question is where, and perhaps more pressing, when. A decision on Owens' grievance hearing against the Philadelphia Eagles was expected sometime today, probably about noon today. Arbitrator Richard Block heard more than 13 hours of arguments last week. He'll issue a ruling on whether Owens' four-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team is justified. Owens' side argued the penalty is excessive, and the Eagles' plan, which is to deactivate him when that time is up, is too severe. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. We do have a report down at the Nova. There's some rumblings down at the NovaCare Center. Let's check in with our correspondent.
This is Steve Irwin, Crocodile Hunter, calling in on the Proof of Concept Hotline, 267-828-0112. I'm here at the NovaCare Center here in South Philadelphia, looking for the endangered species, the bald eagle. We report that the most elusive of their kind, Tarlis Owens, will be arriving shortly in a black expedition. There are cameras all around. This could make the eagle skittish and could scare him away. Hopefully we will get a look at him before... Crikey, here he comes. He has emerged from the SUV in full camouflage. And I believe he is wearing headphones. Yes, those are headphones. Crikey, they're huge. Oh, he's walking this way. I've discreetly hidden myself behind the media throng. There's Ron Burke. I'll hide behind him. The Perilous Owners, who is affectionately known as T.O., is about to walk by me. Oh, wait. Did you see that? No, of course not. He was so close. I think he winked at me. Well, back to you, Mike.
All right, Steve Irwin there. How about that, folks? How about that? Again, I didn't remember his name, but there it is. Steve Irwin, right here on the program, down at the NovaCare Center. Oddly enough, that's pretty similar to the report that he filed earlier this year when the last time Terrell Owens was suspended. Just coincidentally. Just a pure coincidence. Folks, you know what time it is. Oh yeah, it's time for Who? The biggest celebrity born on today. We're going to start with the youngest to the oldest. I just watched a movie with him the other day. It was called Empire Records. Something, Mon Amour. Sleep With Me, Mon Amour. Something like that. The movie was called Empire Records, as you know, and he played a character, Rex Manning, who was a former pop star from like a TV show, kids TV show, and then ended up becoming a pop star. Ends up banging Renee Zellweger. And who wouldn't? At the time, she looked young and delicious at the time. Also in that was Liv Tyler. Good film. Good film. Robin Tunney was in it. You might know her from Prison Break. She shaved her head in the movie. And also, other hot chick in the movie would be... she was in Goodfellas. Talks with that New York accent. Really bright blue eyes. She had orange hair in it. Anthony LaPaglia's in the film. We'll get back to it. Anyway, is he a bigger celebrity than Susan Anspach? Susan Anspach, who that? Well, she had a kid with Jack Nicholson. Does that mean anything? I don't know. She was in Five Easy Pieces and some other films. I think a couple Woody Allen films. Now, Maxwell Caulfield actually moves on. He was in the Colbys, folks. Yes, he was a Colby. Spinoff of The Dynasty. You know what I'm talking about. Actor Michael Gough. Michael Gough? Who the hell is that? Oh, he's Alfred from the Batman series. No, not the original Batman television show, but from the four Batman movies. Now, I would give him credit if he was in Batman's 1 and 2. However, he was in Batman and Robin, and Batman sucks. Whatever that fourth movie was with George Clooney. Alfred does not beat out Maxwell Caulfield, but guy's no longer alive anymore.
Boris Karloff. Yes, actor Boris Karloff, famous monster movie actor. Is he a bigger celebrity than Maxwell Caulfield? Oh, yes, he is. Folks, if you have an argument, give us an email at proofofconcept@hamradio.com or call us on the hotline 267-828-0112 and we will get you on the air. I promise you, anything you have to say, we'll get it on the air. Boris Karloff, you are our biggest celebrity who was born on today.
Take the HamRadio.com shopping experience. T-shirts for men and women, hats, beer mugs, a wall clock, and much, much more. Go to HamRadio.com, click on Ham Shop, and start buying today. You are listening to The Proof of Concept, right here on HamRadio.com.
About monkeys and guns. Wants all the boys and girls to be packing around. He thinks the world will be a better place if everyone out in the human race carry the equipment that'll keep them safe with just one little flock. You gotta worry about those crazy kids with the quick draw. While you're praying to the man who made the movies about monkeys and God. Yeah, yeah. Alright. Wake up in the morning, smell that San Francisco air. Know it's gonna be a good day, yeah, yeah. Walk around without a care. Golden Gates embrace me. Yeah, it really has it all. A perfect day awaits me. With just one little flaw, you gotta worry about those crazy kids with a quick draw. While you're praying to the man who made the movies about monkeys and God. Oh yeah. Alright. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Everyone packing in the USA smiles wide to applause. Now we're all gonna get our way. Now we're all in charge of judgment day. Now we get on our knees to pray. With just one little flaw, you gotta worry about those crazy kids with the quick draw. Monkeys and God. Oh, oh, praying to the man who made the movies about monkeys and God. Oh, oh, praying to the man who made the movies about monkeys and God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Praying to the man who made the movies about monkeys and God. alright. Yeah, yeah. Good night.
Now we return you to HamRadio.com's Proof of Concept.
We are back here on HamRadio.com's Proof of Concept. I am your host, Mike Cunningham. Don't you forget it. Don't you ever, ever forget it. If you forget it, I swear I will never talk to you again. I won't. I will never talk to you again. You and I, we've gone around this world a long time together. We've been through this. We've been through a lot of... I thought I was talking to somebody else. You know, Maxwell Caulfield did not win. He did not win. Who's the biggest celebrity born on today? But I think I was unfair to him. Boris Karloff, of course, the master of monsters, and he was Frankenstein, and might have been a Dracula at one point. But Maxwell Caulfield was also, in his first ever movie, he was in Grease 2 with Michelle Pfeiffer. And there's an honor to that. There really is. And I really think that I failed you by not providing you a little peek into remembering Grease 2. That was Cool Rider from that movie. So, yeah. Anyway, Cool Rider. It didn't get, you know, let's see, I went to Amazon.com because I couldn't find it on iTunes. And I was hoping that I would get, you know, a little bit more from that song, but I did not. I did not. I'm so PO'd. Good God. Good God. But we do have a phone call, folks. I just want to share that with you. Yesterday was the 42nd anniversary of John F. Kennedy's assassination. I was out on 19th and Sansom yesterday. There's an old dress store that looks like some old lady's dress store. Swear to God, it looks like they had a store from 1970. Anyway, and on there was a little sign that said, you know, November 22nd, 1963, and there were two American flags next to it. Anyway, so we honored JFK a little bit yesterday, remembering, say, hey, you know, we remember that he was assassinated 42 years ago, even though that happened 10 years before I was born. But regardless, you know, I want to shout out to the Kennedy family, and we do have a phone call, which you'll see why me talking about this really even makes sense. So let's go to the phone right now.
Hello, is this the Proof of Concept? Is this, I just dialed 268-0112. Is this Mike Cunningham from HamRadio.com? This is Senator Ted Kennedy. Wanted to thank you for your warm words about my brother yesterday. Not many people remember that nearly 2 years ago, that on yesterday, that fateful day in Dallas, that my brother lost his life. I want to thank you, Ham Radio, for bringing that to everyone's attention. Nobody seems to be paying attention. However, I did receive 10 phone calls from Oliver Stone yesterday. Seems he wants to make another version of the movie. This time, it's going to be how Al-Qaeda were the ones who killed my brother. I'm not exactly sure how that will go, but, well, you know how Oliver Stone is. Anyway, I'm up here in Hyannisport, you know, about to celebrate Thanksgiving, and this time is very difficult for the family as we try to remember our brothers who passed away and all the other family members. Of course, you know, my mother is no longer around, and we don't play the football games as we used to. And, of course, I'm not allowed to run around Hyannisport without my pants on. And so it's been a bit difficult time. Hopefully you and your family will have a good Christmas and holidays and Thanksgivings and Kwanzaas and Hanukkah. No, I don't know what you celebrate, so, you know, celebrate them all. And warm wishes from Senator Ted Kennedy. Good day.
Starlight, so stunning and brilliant. The circle keeps spinning around me. My love, my God, what have I done to you? I've lost my one in a million. I go insane a thousand times. My circle of friends is shrinking down. I get so far down, I can only hope. I jump, move away, it gets lonely now. It keeps spinning around me. It keeps spinning around me. It keeps spinning around me. Tuesday, I walk to the village. I know that my vote doesn't count anymore. I got my opinions about you.
Cunningham, trying out our brand new phone number. It's 267-828-0112. I'm listening to HamRadio.com's proof of concept in the car. How about that? Do you listen to HamRadio.com in the car? That's when I do it. Sometimes I listen to it at home. Sometimes I listen to it in bed when I'm naked and all cuddling up under the covers. How do you listen to HamRadio.com's proof of concept? Well, call us at 267-828-0112.
This is hamradio.com.
You are listening to the Proof of Concept. Now back to our host, Mike Cunningham.
Well, we're nearing the end of the program, and we're going to be starting our Thanksgiving holiday. I hope you and your family will have a great holiday. I want to thank Senator Ted Kennedy for talking to us, and also Steve Irwin, who's down at the Navicare Center, trying to fill us in on the stuff that's going on with the TO situation. We should be having a report very shortly about the whole TO saga. We're looking forward to hearing any of that information, and as soon as we get it, we will post something on hamradio.com, perhaps even somewhere else. Maybe it has yet to occur here on the program. Nothing so far has happened here today. ESPN is not reporting anything. We were supposed to hear something at noon today. But so far, we have yet to hear anything from Mr. Owens and Mr. Block on the program. So, this morning I was getting McGriddles from McDonald's. And over the music was Mark Cohn's song "Walking in Memphis." Remember, he got shot earlier this year when we played a song. But here's the weird thing: this is like the second time I thought about that song "Walking in Memphis." In fact, I was watching a Jennifer Love Hewitt Saturday Night Live where she was playing this. It was this great, nice little bit with her and Will Ferrell. They were agents, and they had to basically, it was a game show where you had a topic, a star, and a setting. And you had to put together a movie, and she mentioned "Walking in Memphis," Mark Cohn's song. I mean, it was just purely coincidental. So we got to make these in threes. So we're going to make sure we play that song for you, and we'll do that when we end the program. Before that, we want to talk about the Phillies for a second. In the NL East, a lot of things are happening. Yesterday, Josh Beckett was traded to the Boston Red Sox, along with Mike Lowell, from the Florida Marlins. So basically, the Florida Marlins are doing a fire sale right now. Now, there was a lot of talk about, well, why couldn't the Phillies get Josh Beckett? We sure could have used him. People might have mentioned, well, he's not going to be traded inside the NL. Well, is that true? I don't know, because what's happening today? Carlos Delgado may be headed to the New York Mets. The Mets reached a preliminary agreement Wednesday to acquire Delgado and $7 million from the Florida Marlins for first baseman Mike Jacobs and pitcher Yusmeiro Petit, a baseball official familiar with the talk, said, speaking on condition of anonymity. Remember, I had trouble with that yesterday because the deal was now final. It's a second tentative deal struck this week by the payroll-slashing Marlins, who a pending agreement to send the 2003 World Series MVP Josh Beckett to the Boston Red Sox for three prospects. But if they're slashing payroll, why are they giving up $7 million? I assume they're paying part. I guess they're paying part of Carlos Delgado's salary. But here, we're seeing the power shift from the Florida Marlins going to the New York Mets. And what are the Phillies doing about it? I don't know. Billy Wagner seemed to be saying a lot of good things about the New York Mets, and he may be gone. And with Ugueth Urbina up on attempted murder charges, who's going to be your closer, folks, or setup man? Phillies are in trouble. Stand pat. You got to stop standing pat. Pat Gillick, you got to get on the ball. You got to do something. You got to shake this stuff up. You got to figure something out. You got to figure out this Tommy thing. You got to get a starting pitcher in here. You got to do something. This town, with the Philadelphia Eagles being pretty much blown out of the water, folks, you need to do something. You can't just let the TO mess hide everything that you're trying to do. Pat Gillick, get on the ball. Don't send me emails and tell me you rehire Ruben Amaro and Mike Arbuckle. I want to know that you've got something done. Do something. Give me something. Give me anything, please. Did you get a third baseman? No, you didn't. Florida Marlins were able to unload Mike Lowell. You got to do something. We need to better the team, for crying out loud. Well, folks, we will be back on Monday. Maybe we'll have a show in between. I'm going to highly doubt that we will have a program
over the next 2 days, but I want to hope everybody has a nice, full, and satisfactory Thanksgiving. We will be back on Monday. You are listening to the Proof of Concept right here on hamradio.com. Now you know what's going on. I'm Mike Cunningham. We'll see you on Monday.
You have been listening to The Proof of Concept starring Mike Cunningham right here on hamradio.com. The Proof of Concept is recorded Monday through Friday and is a production of HamRadio.com, a division of Cunningham Communications and Productions. Any comments, suggestions, requests, or inquiries can be made by sending an email to proofofconcept@hamradio.com. All opinions expressed within this program are solely of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of HamRadio.com, its parent company, its subsidiaries, nor the affiliates of HamRadio.com. Copies of this program may be distributed to anyone you like without express written consent of Major League Baseball. The Proof of Concept is not brought to you by the following: Enron, the Department of Homeland Security, Tyco, WorldCom, Arthur Anderson, Martha Stewart, Sarbanes-Oxley, Karl Rove, Fox News, Sean Hannity, Paula Abdul, The White House, the WNBA, LakesidePark.com, Deuce Bigelow European Gigolo, Joey Buttafuoco, O.J. Simpson, Tara Reid, Paris Hilton, U2, Jay-Z, Destiny's Child, The Beatles, The Rolling Stones, The Family Guy, South Park, The Simpsons, Jenna Jameson, Elle McPherson, Pamela Anderson, Howard Stern, Infinity Broadcasting, and Beetlejuice.